Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hey guys, Jin here, back with another episode of the Otakuology Podcast, where we like to cover a lot of nerdy things as always. But this episode is actually one that when we first started the podcast and talking about it, that I actually promised Mike that we would cover this for episode 50. The context behind that is not every show makes it to 50. Usually people get discouraged before that and actually quit podcasting and whatnot. And so I told Mike, well, if we make it to this episode 50 or whatever, then we will cover this topic because Mike and I both have a lot of baggage with this, but we want to share our experiences with it and make more people out there safe and more mindful about this topic.
It does
affect a lot of people. And so this is just one that we want everybody to know about, be conscious about, be safe about, and use our experience to help people from that. And so episode 50 for us is this cyberbullying episode, you know, and just how bad it can be and whatnot. So,
you know, so yeah, so like a lot of our episodes are like very like funny, you know, jovial, you know, ha ha ha, you know, laughs. You know, we like to keep it, you know, easygoing type of thing, you know, have fun, you know. And there's some where we do get into some controversial topics. You know, we've done it before.
But we always try and keep it light and fresh where there's not really anything, you know, because you can still kind of have fun with a lot of stuff. This, for us, though, is a topic that is entirely, like, serious. We'll probably make some jokes, but I mean, it is a very serious subject, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked about addiction. We, you know, we've talked about being parents, you know, we've talked about a lot of other life things on this podcast other than manga and our hobbies as well. So like, we like to keep it real and, you know, talk about things, you know, that happen, right. You know, and maybe this will possibly help somebody who has gone through, certain similar things while you know, being in like the fandom,
right?
Or because this does revolve around like the manga tube fandom,
right? And if y'all have listened to our Otaku Unravel episode, we did touch on this a little bit in that, but this is just the episode strictly focusing on that stuff.
Yeah.
So really, you know, getting into it with cyberbullying, it's not something that anybody should go out and do. That's why I think now Mike and I, you know, and you can chime in on it after, you know, I say whatever. but I feel like where we are on our Instagram kind of manga nerdy community now is probably one of the best that we've ever had, because if anybody ever does feel like they're close to offended, most of it gets talked about unless it's just somebody that's super crazy.
Or you talk about the person who might have offended you,
right, you know, and most of the time most of that stuff does get worked out. So I find that where we are now is better than where we were before. As you know, with the cyberbullying and stuff, Mike and I both were victims kind of that. You know, and it ruined a lot of different stuff.
It ruined relationships, friendships, you know.
Yeah. And it played a big part in our life. You know, one of the things that I don't talk about a lot is getting cyberbullied really hard actually is what ended one of my last relationships. And not a lot of people know about it, there are a few people that I did tell, you know, basically that I was fighting for custody of my child, and stuff like that. But it was all brought on basically because my ex, you know, thought about this cyberbullying as, you know, basically as a joke and stuff like that, and really didn't know how much it had affected me or our relationship or things like that because of people that really did want to cause me harm, wanted to cause Mike harm, wanted to cause my family harm, all for a couple shits and giggles with their friends behind media and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, you know. People don't really think about how it can affect the other person who you're drawing your attention to when it comes to, you know, going after somebody for some reason or another, you know, how it affects their everyday life, you know. Right. Some people it doesn't, you know. Some people just move on and, you know, go about their lives. Other people, you know, it does affect them, you know, the way they think, you know, how it can affect their mood, how it can affect, you know, them just interacting with people, you know. There are many different situations.
And some people think that it doesn't really do a lot, but cyberbullying is not like piracy or anything. It, you know, it's not victimless. There's always going to be somebody, you know, that whenever you sit there and you have to willingly target somebody, that's a victim thing. Now, with us and how the internet and social media is and everything else, and how we have the connectivity of where it all is, all of that did happen in the U.S., but we were all in different states with everybody. Well, I mean, I guess not, because some people were in other countries.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't really do anything about it. You know, you don't know the other person. You can't really do much about it. And they can sit there, and that's kind of the sad thing, is the audience that we have and the audience that other people have, when you tell them something, just as much as we give you our opinion on manga that we like, video games, movies, shows, there's difference of opinions. And a lot of people like to attach onto that and actually go with that. So people that are our fans might not always sit there and think and say, okay, well, this person did them wrong, so they did me wrong. And that's why Mike and I both try and make sure that we don't have beef, we don't do things like that, because we've been on that end.
Yeah,
we want to make sure that we're good with people.
Yeah, we've been on that end. You know, if I might offend somebody with what I say, you know, people are always, I'm always open to talk to people who have a difference of opinion when it comes to things. You know, a lot of it centering on like manga or whatever, you know, because we're all gonna have a difference of opinion. And I felt like at the time, Mangachi wasn't really like that. You know, I feel like it has gotten better, but it was pretty much like, if you have a difference of opinion, you know, you're kind of like shunted off to the side almost. Right. Like, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
No, I mean, it's true. It's kind of like if you talked bad about Naruto and everybody wanted to attack you for it, you know, it's kind of like that, but to a deeper extreme.
Yeah. And it's weird. It's weird how, cause like I just hit my microphone. I didn't grow up with social media, you know, I didn't have it, you know, I didn't get a Facebook until like I was in like college. Like the world of social media was so different for me, you know, because going into it, I was a young adult, you know, and then now I'm an adult, you know, have family, kids, you know, stuff like that, you know. So like it's interesting to see how people live their lives on social media and how much we become attached to it, how much it becomes a thing. Like, it's almost like a, I don't want to say like an addiction, but like you need that like gratification.
Right.
To be on social media. And I'm not saying like I'm not like that, because I am sometimes, you know, like, oh, I like, you know, interacting with people and stuff like that. But like, it, I think there's a time where some people do take it too far. But like, I mean, it's interesting to see how it works on the cyberspace with people who you don't technically know. You know, right. Like you don't, you think you might know them, you have an opinion of them, stuff like that, you know, but you don't really truly know them. You only know the persona that they put up for on social media. You know, you don't,
right.
You don't know their day to day lives.
Yeah.
It could be fake. Yeah.
They could be a complete utter narcissist. I mean, you don't exactly know that, you know?
Yeah.
And those are all just different things that kind of rear their ugly head here and there as it goes on. You know, and so I want to bring up and kind of tell a story, which we've said it a lot, but this is something that I want to hit home, especially for Mike, because we've talked about it, but I've never really hit home on it very much. Really how much the podcast really liked helped me out, you know. Starting out, and we've joked about it and stuff off and on about how I never wanted to live stream, you know. I didn't want to podcast, I didn't want to do anything, and Mike was that person that basically sat there and kept pushing and pushing and pushing and saying, hey man, you know, let's do this, because I was just kind of ready to give all that shit up. And so, I mean, you know, now we have this beautiful product that we present to y'all on a weekly basis, you know, all the time, and a medium for us to put out what we like and talk to friends and have fun with, especially after having those experiences that we had, you know, of what happened to me and what it did for my life, for my family and everything. And of course, you know, on the flip side, you know, Mike's had problems out of it as well. And that's something that I don't really feel is okay with doing that to people.
Yeah.
So
how so? You know,
I don't feel that it's okay to cyberbully people. You know, I don't think it's right to sit there, especially when we have cases in schools where kids get cyberbullied or whatever. You know, and we have many movies. I really think that there was a movie that came up that I watched. I can't remember what it was called, but that was the gear of it was cyberbullying kind of through like a school. And it really was kind of devastating, because I watched it after all this stuff happened, with kind of the YouTube stuff with me and Mike and everything. And it just really hit home. You know, I was so pissed about this movie and I wanted to do something about it and everything else. And it was like, you know, well, how do you do that besides getting out there and talking to people, letting them know, you know, being like an advocate for it, letting them know like, hey, this is a thing, but I'm here, you have somebody to talk to and things like that. And at the time, whenever everything happened, nobody was there really to talk to except for me and Mike and a few other friends. And it was just really devastating how you see things happen like that, because you either have the people that did that, or you have the people that want to jump into it, want to help you and everything, and might talk to you behind closed doors, but don't jump in to stop it. Or you have the people that are completely silent, and basically at that point you're dirty, you're used or whatever it is, and they want to cut you off and don't want anything to do with you anymore. And you could have been the best friends in the world, and shit like that happens.
Yeah, it's weird how that kind of works in our society, or like, you know, it's almost like you got canceled.
Right. You know, and
now I hate to use that word. I hate to use that word because that's one thing that I hate, is I hate the extreme cancel culture of our society. You know, I feel like when somebody does something wrong, and it's extremely terrible, that, you know, cut them out, you know, but like, there's certain things where like people learn from their mistakes. You know, people grow. We all make mistakes. Like, as corny as it sounds, like, we're human. I've made mistakes. And, you know, I can say that I have been on that other side of the fence where, you know, I have said the wrong thing or something been taking the wrong way. And, you know, people got offended by me and stuff like that. You know, it's, you know, I'm not like a saint, you know, I'm not like, you know,
right.
I've been there before, but like, I also know how it feels.
Right.
And, well, you know,
to add to that, I mean, we're all human.
Yeah.
But, you know, apologizing is another big tool that we have.
Yeah.
And from what I know, I mean, from as long as you and I have been friends, like, I know most of the things that have happened around you or things like that, you know, and you're always one to sit there and apologize and forgive and everything. And that's another thing that I feel like is a sign, is when people aren't willing to do that.
Yes. You know, like you've wronged them so hard that, you know, or you've spoken out about something that, you know, they're not going to forgive you for it, you know.
Right.
That's one thing that I you know, I can be mad at you all I want, you know, be frustrated, you know, be like, oh, I'm never going to talk to you again. But, you know, eventually I'm going to forgive and, you know, and be like, hey, man, like, I fucked up, you know, or, you know, like, we need to talk about this shit, you know, like.
Right.
But with certain aspects.
Well, and you and I do that. I mean, you and I have had arguments. You and I have done all this. But then it's like, hey, you know, an hour later, hey, what are we going to do for the next show? You know, I watched this movie. What are we, you know, it's not something that sticks with you forever, you know.
Yeah, you know, like, but it's interesting to see how us thinking the way we do and how we interact over the internet can cause such a rift between people and communities. As we go on, you know, just thinking about it, because I mean, I had my fingers in a lot of parts of the community. I would talk to a bunch of people, you know, and, you know, I didn't feel like I had problems with people, but apparently some people had problems with me. Right. Which I can see that in the aspect of, it's kind of hard to translate, not really translate, or decipher, like, a text message versus somebody talking to you. You know, you can take things completely out of context when it comes to, like a message or, like, a comment or, like, you know, things like that, you know. You know, I have a pretty, like, colored, you know, twisted sense of humor sometimes, and, you know, not all of my jokes land properly. I will say that, you know. And but it's just interesting to see. And, you know, I joke that, you think, oh, we're drama free since, like, you know, 93 or whatever, you know, because that's one thing that we don't want to do, is start drama anymore, you know, do this, do that, you know. I remember I posted something. I was like, oh, our last show's coming up. You know, what should we do for 2022? You know, right. And somebody reached out to me. They're like, oh, do a hit piece on so-and-so. That guy's a piece of shit. You know, and I was like, no, no. Right. I was like, is that guy even in the manga community anymore? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's one that'll cause senseless drama and, you know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to do that, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm like, people don't give a fuck anymore. Like, it's been over, like, a year, you know? Like, why would I bring up drama that happened over a year ago?
Right.
You know? an aspect. And like, you want me to do like this hit piece? How do we even know that this person will even fucking look at it? You know? So it's pointless. You know, it's pointless to do like a smear campaign to, you know, tarnish this person's image. I mean, it's just not right. worth it. I mean, I don't like the person. I think, they were one of the reasons why I left that group that we were a part of, that chat group, you know, because it's just, right. it wasn't my cup of tea. I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't need this toxicity.
I also want to throw some statistics in this. So if you want to look any up and throw them out there too,
all right.
You know, so one of these that I'm reading right here says that, per 100,000,
mm-hmm.
And this is in teens alone,
mm-hmm.
That per 100,000 teens or whatever, that there are 11.8 deaths a year.
Yeah.
It says, now, on average, what it used to be in the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
it was 8 deaths per 100. So we've went up about 3 to 4 extra deaths.
Yeah.
Per that, because of cyberbullying.
Yeah.
This other thing says that in younger people, that there is a 37% chance of suicide rate.
Yeah.
From cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Out of cyberbullying, about 30% of that happened once, 95% of it happens on a regular basis in the USA online.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Right.
That's a lot.
That's just a few that I've pulled up. And those are only teens. It's not adding adults. It's not adding any of this other stuff. And that was something that I've always told Mike, kind of every time we've had to deal with any bullshit like that or anything, was that if you and I weren't as strong people as we were, I might not be talking to my friend or have a podcast with him.
But that's the thing. Like, that's the thing is, though, like, I'm only strong because of the support that was around me, you know?
Right.
Some people don't have that like support system. And there were times where I was like, man, like I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to get off social media. Like, I don't need to do this anymore. I don't need this headache. You know, I don't need this perception that people have of me of being a horrible person. In reality, I'm not, you know?
Right.
From either past drama or stuff like that, because like what was going around was there was a rumor, or they called it a joke, that I was a pedophile. Pedophile.
And that happened earlier this year.
It was last year, or like late last year, kind of.
Early this year, late last year. I think in January.
Yeah, something like that, you know, that I was a pedophile. You know, I liked child pornography. I liked, you know, I would sexually assault children, stuff like that. In this, it was a Discord for a very now prominent manga tuber who had his own Discord. And there were people in that Discord who were basically, I guess, joking about me, talking about me, you know, spreading all these rumors that I was on an FBI watch list. And right. I ended up seeing this stuff, and I was like sick to my stomach. I vividly remember the day that I saw this stuff, and I was like, oh my God, like this is something that I do not need. You know, this could affect me in such a negative way, right. Not just online, not just for like my brand Otaku Mike, but this could affect me in a personal way.
Right.
And I was sitting there, and I remember I was thinking like, what do I do? What do I do? You know, cause I had this stuff sent to me, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a fucking lot of shit, you know? And I remember to this day, I was alone. at work. I think the holidays or the weekend was about to start. I can't remember exactly. And I was like, I think I texted you. And I was like, I just need somebody to talk to. Like, I felt so alone for something that I couldn't control. And the first thing I thought of is like, you know, oh my God, like, what if this gets out to my employers? You know, what if this gets, you know, out to the mother of my child? You know, what if I lose custody of my child because somebody thinks I'm a pedophile? You know, what if I lose my job? You know, my reputation is on the line here, you know? And you know, it's like, I don't need to go through that shit. You know, I don't want to go through that shit. You know, I just, you know, that's the first thing that popped into my head. You know, I could care less about all the people who follow me. And, you know, all the subscribers I have and stuff like that, that's null and void. That does not fucking matter.
Right.
You know, when you start attacking somebody's character and starting a rumor about somebody being a pedophile, all because they enjoy like ecchi manga. Now that goes into a whole other thing, being the fact that Japan has a fucked up notion when it comes to erotic material, and they have a fascination with, lolly underage sexualizing characters. Although all manga does it, regardless if it's boys or
looking that way. Yeah, I mean, just looking that way.
Just looking that way. If it's whether it's boys, whether it's shota or lollies, you know, it goes both ways. You know, and it's weird. And I have a problem with that as well. Like, that's one thing that I don't necessarily like when it comes to manga. That's like a big thing that I don't like. But you know, I look past it sometimes when I'm reading manga, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, it's just another one of those things. You know, normally if it's abundant in that manga, I don't pick up the next volume, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, like, and then they have the other thing that they kind of cover it up as petite, where it looks that way. They're not a lolly because they are aged, or they're a character that could be hundreds of years old, but they look like a little kid.
Yeah, like in Dance in the Vampire Bun.
Yeah, or like a little person, you know, that's a thing, you know.
Yeah, and
but and that's another thing I feel like, because out of all that, you know, you did have a lot of people that were called out on that, and it was
it was a lot of people.
It was crazy, but the thing is. And this is a rule of thumb I feel like you should live by, because there might be one of our friends that me and Mike talk shit about or whatever. Doesn't mean we love them any less. It was just the thing that they talked about really might have pissed one of us off.
Yeah.
Or they were just doing something stupid in life. I mean, we all do stuff like that. Yeah. You're always going to have a friend joke about you or whatever, maybe with another friend or whatever. But the thing is they have the respect to not say it to your face.
Yeah.
That's a thing, though, that the internet takes away, and I think people should think about that more, is when you say something, there's always a way of getting back to it. And whether
it stays on the internet.
Right. But whether it's a joke, whether it's anything else, that is something that most likely at some point will be revealed. You can try and bury it down as much as you want, and it's going to come back out.
Yeah, it definitely will. And
you can't sit there and say, oh, well, it was a joke or whatever, because nobody knew the context that you were saying it in. So it's probably better if you have any comments like that or anything that you would ever do like that, to most likely say, well, if the person was sitting in this chat room or whatever with me too, would I say this on there?
Would I say this to their face?
Right.
You know,
and that's something that you and everybody as a human being need to think about.
Yeah,
because it does have more effects than what other people think, because you might think, oh, well, this is just a joke. It's something that's not going to get very far. It's not anything else. But there's so many deaths in the U.S. because of things like this, because of cyberbullying, or people thinking that, you know, and a lot of people don't think that cyberbullying is actual bullying, but it is. That's why there's a title for it. That's why there's laws that were passed for it.
It's true. And I remember, like, I posted this long thing on my Instagram, and I posted a screenshot, and I was like, you know, this is the reason why I don't want to be in MangaTube. This is the reason why I don't want to associate with MangaTube, you know? You know, I wasn't looking to cancel anybody or anything like that, but, you know, this was disgusting, despicable, you know, to talk about somebody like that who has children is wrong and has...
Well, ripple not effects. Only not only people that have children, anybody.
Yeah, anybody. You know, because
unless it's true, nobody should be talked about yeah. that way.
Yeah, because it could have ripple effects throughout my entire life. You know, and like I said, and you know, I felt the need to speak out in the most. I don't know. Like, I feel like I went a little too far eventually. And I might have went into like too far on it. And I backed off. I was like, you know, I deleted everything. You know, I'm just like, I'm done, you know,
well, even though apologize to the person, you know, until they blocked you.
Well, they blocked me before all this happened. So I had no way to reach out to that person and tell them, hey, can you take this stuff down? You know? Because that person who is a big MangaTuber and has their own Discord community prides himself on having a non-toxic community on YouTube. But on Discord, their community was really fucked up. Just to say the least, it was fucked up, you know? And it's like, you know, it was almost like seeing like behind the curtain, behind the Wizard of Oz, you know.
Behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah. And it wasn't them like really doing it. It was the people in the Discord. And I put a lot of blame on the person whose Discord it was, because they could have moderated their Discord.
Well, and they partially participated.
They did partially participate in it, but they, for somebody who has a non-toxic community, as I like to say, they could have monitored it and just been like, hey guys, knock this shit off, you know?
Right. Right.
You know, but they didn't, they never did, you know? And I mean,
jumping back from there, even before this time, you know, on the thing that involves me as well, you know, I think everybody should be weary and be able to see the signs, because when you have somebody that says that the reason why they're doing things that they're doing is just because they love drama. I really think that should be a red flag for most people.
Oh, it's a big red flag. That's a big red flag. You know,
that's something that you should do that, especially when, you know, when that happens and there's multiple people that don't have voices. And I mean, that's another sick thing with YouTube, honestly, is that you can go after somebody on there, and just because you have more fans than them, or you can have other people come into it, then it can happen, you know?
You can sway or turn the narrative or change the narrative.
Right. And I mean, there's been so many people that not even were the main targets of things that have been on Instagram, have been on YouTube, have been on Twitter, have been on all this other stuff that have actually left those kinds of communities because they see how people do that.
Yeah.
Somewhere, you know, in reading manga, you know, that's somewhere that a lot of people that feel like it's a niche that we can go and we can lose ourselves in and enjoy it, and like comic books and all this other stuff.
It's their safe space.
Yeah. Things that the world already is going to attack us on.
Yeah.
That other people that don't even know you are going to have the same thing where that happened with Mike, where they're going to call people reading manga, even if you're, I don't know, 16, 17, 18, and you look older, that you'll be called, you know, a pedophile or something like this, just because you like anime or manga or something else like that. But that's the thing, is when it comes down to it, whenever you actually get into it and you have that, you have people that are already in that community that are even more toxic than the people outside of those communities.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely true. And, you know, and I remember...
That's the sad part of it, though.
Yeah, that is so sad, you know, that, you know, you have to worry about both sides in supposedly a safe community that, you know, you need to, you know, that you want to be a part of. But, you know, it's kind of like you have to pick and choose what section of the community you want to be a part of, you know.
Right.
It's like it's sectioned off into different territories almost.
Yes.
It'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to go over here because nobody talks shit over here. I'm not going to talk to these people, but you know, it's like almost, it's very much like a click scenario.
Right.
In that aspect. And, you know, going back to talking about it, you know, I remember when I stood up and I made my voice heard, you know, all those people came after me. Like all those people flooded my Instagram saying, oh, you're wrong. You've said that you like this kind of thing, you know. You've openly said it in videos, you know, and I'm like, no, I don't think I ever said that. You know, that's something I don't really talk about, you know. Right. It might have been in a book I read. But just because I didn't like an aspect of that book doesn't mean I can't still enjoy the rest of the book, you know.
That's true.
And, you know, there's plenty of manga that I've read and I'm like, oh, I don't like that. But I still move on and enjoy different parts of the book, you know. And people were just coming after me. I was like, oh fuck, what did I fucking do, you know. I at that point I felt alone as well. You know, I was like, oh my god, you know, like I was like, oh god, here we go again, you know. And then people reached out to me and they're publicly and privately reached out to me and they were like, no, this is wrong. He's right. Nobody should do this. Nobody should be attacking anybody, saying anything, creating rumors, stuff like that. You know, this is wrong. And, you know, we're going to stand up for you. You know, we're going to help you. And, you know, I thank those people to this day for, you know, standing up for me when I had nobody to stand up for me, you know.
Right.
You know, I remember hearing from somebody who was like, you know, yeah, I've seen somebody go through the same thing and they lost everything, you know.
Right.
They lost everything and it was false. And they lost their job, lost their family, stuff like that, you know. All because something's a stupid rumor that was started. You know, and we are so easy and quick to believe what exactly will happen, you know, right. And, you know, latch onto this.
Right. And that's the thing is it's not. That's the real stupid thing is I feel like there's not so many people that actually use their brains on things like this. People don't sit there and really think, oh, you know, this happened and I should worry about it. People just don't really think about that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it obviously must be true.
Yeah, you don't think about repercussion. You don't think about how it's affecting the other person. You don't think about where any of this, you know, this false stuff could happen. You know, and that's the thing is.
And how do you control it? You know, how do you handle it? You know, being on the side of being attacked, like how do you handle it? You know, and I spoke out about it, you know, and then I got to this point and I was like, I remember somebody telling me, they're like, stop it with this like high school bullshit stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like, are you right? Like, is this just high school bullshit drama, you know?
Right.
And I was like, and I started to question myself. Cause I remember the person who I was defending myself against was like, you know, oh, Otaku Mike's a joke. He's just a clown. You know, he's trying to ruin me, trying to ruin my name, trying to ruin my community. I mean, you know,
everybody that you've tried to defend yourself against has always done that.
Yeah, they've always called me a clown, you know.
And that's red flag number two. That's whenever you can clearly see a victim and the other person tries to keep investing into this victim mentality, you should know that. That should be your red flag right like there.
They were the victim and I was the person who was attacking them. You know? Right.
And you're in the wrong.
And I'm in the wrong, you know? And I remember getting this message, and the message was like, they were like, you ain't fixing to diss my boy. And I was like, he was like, fuck you chubby pedo. They always go after my weight whenever they want to make fun of me, you know?
Right. Or your stuff. Voice. And,
yeah. Or my voice, you know? And I was like, are you talking about so-and-so who I don't really have any contact with, you know?
And I just like the fact of how some of those people messaged me and said, you know, I respect you, but your boy Mike, da da da. And I'm like, okay, well, he's my friend for a reason. And if you're going to put stock into it and think that, then maybe you should think who you're talking to that you find respect in and look at who their friend is, you know?
Yeah.
Because, and just like before, I mean, if you looked when we had our YouTube drama and stuff happen, everybody that was in a set group or whatever were all people that somebody had a problem with.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone. And that's how it is. And when you look at it, if somebody doesn't have a friend that you respect and it wasn't somebody that they had just become friends with or something like that, then that's another red flag. Like, you have to kind of know this stuff. I mean, you should understand it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it took me a while to really, truly overcome the effects of what had happened to me. You know, eventually it would die. It died down, you know, the messaging and stuff like that died down. You know, I don't know if anything was ever deleted off of the Discord that it was a part of, you know,
which in both of these instances, one thing that happened before was with a friend. The other one was just somebody you knew about. They weren't a friend.
Yeah.
But I would like, because I didn't experience the same way that you did, I would like you to tell people kind of what happened with you mentally, because I mean, that was like a shit show in itself. The repercussion of it and what you felt.
Oh, mentally.
And as your friend trying to help you get over it, I mean, and I'll say this because you would say it. The thing is every time we've ever talked about talking about cyberbullying, Mike has always told me, I'm scared to talk about it.
Yes.
You know,
I tells
you right there the repercussions that have happened out of it.
Like, as of right now, you can't see it, but right now I'm shaking uncontrollably right now. You know, I'm trying to like stave off like a potential panic attack. You know, it's very hard for me to talk about it. Like I had a mental breakdown. Like I was scared. You know, I didn't want to go through this. I started to question myself and question, you know, did actual people think of me like this, like actually as a pedophile, you know, because of content that I created or put up on my YouTube channel, you know, like did I make people perceive this, you know, was it intentional or unintentional, you know, I didn't know. And, you know, I started to veer away from social media and YouTube altogether. And I was like, I can't do this. And then I was like, well, if I leave, I felt like if I leave, and I came to the realization, if I leave, I feel like they went in a way.
Right.
The people went in a way, and I've lost creating and doing something that I truly do enjoy. You know, I can't say that I did lose the joy for a while in creating content. And I just wanted to erase myself from the internet You know, I wanted everything to be gone. You know, there's still stuff out there. You can search me and find it, and it's still right up there, you know?
I mean, there's stuff for me that you can search and find out there, you know?
You know, yeah, I you know, as my kids get older, you know, what are they going to think, you know, if they see something like this about me on the internet, you know, that, you know, I was potentially this sick man who wants to hurt children. You know, that's something that I never want to do. To me, somebody who sexually assaults children and they're pedophiles are the lowest of the low, in my opinion. You know, just like how prisoners think and when you get to jail, you know, they're worse than murderers, in my opinion.
Right. People that hurt women and children.
Yeah. Yeah. Or hurt anybody, you know, like, hurt sexually assault anybody, you know, they're worse than anybody, you know, especially if you hurt somebody who is innocent, like a child, you know, and consumes like child pornography and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, it's hard for me to talk about, you know, because I remember there were times where I was like, yeah, let's fucking do this. Let's fucking talk about this shit, you know. And then I was like, well, okay, well, if we're going to talk about this stuff, I don't want to name names because I don't want anything to happen. You know, I don't want anything to start up, even though something might start up. I don't know. Something always starts up. It seems like, yeah, I don't know. It's been quiet for over a year now, so I think we're good, you know. But I don't know. It just wrecked me because I didn't have a problem with any of these people. I didn't hate any of these people. These were people who I looked up to in the community as kind of being pillars of the community and you and being good creators. Now I can't see that.
Right.
I can't separate the art from the artist, as people like to say with the Rony Kenshin creator, you know. I can't do that. I can't separate what happened to me with them. So I can't even watch any of their content.
Right.
I can't consume it. I can't even look. I can't even look at a thumbnail. Right. Now that might be a little extreme, but you know, it is what it is. But I want to kind of wrap this up. And how can we? How can we combat this? How can we fix or stop cyberbullying in your opinion?
Right. Well, I want to include one more thing in that, you know, after the whole thing that happened with you and I, like, I've become more leery of even really talking to some people sometimes.
I'm very leery about talking to people.
You never know if somebody just changed their name on a form of media or goes by something else where you don't know.
Yeah.
Or they have a name that's similar to something else. You just don't know. And when they want to come talk to you, somebody wants to come talk to you, you don't know their intentions because you don't know if that's the person that came after you before or anything else like that. So I'm always really, really leery about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leery about talking to people and not knowing if it is. So I always go off of, do other friends talk to this person, you know, things like that, because I won't sit there and I won't follow you back like I used to. I won't sit there and I won't support you like I used to. Because it was for me. I was big on supporting. I wanted everybody to grow and everything else like that. And that really changed me in aspects as well.
Yeah.
Because now I don't want to do that. You know, it's a sink or swim thing for me now. If you're not me or Mike, like, I'm sorry, you know, if I don't know you personally or whatever, you're like, hey, I want some advice on XYZ. I don't want to give it to you anymore.
Yeah.
And that's another repercussion that is come out of all the shit that me and Mike have had to go through before.
But how can you spin this in a positive way of like
outcome? Spin this in a positive way. Notice your red flags. I mean, we've given you a couple. Look it up. What are some cyberbullying flags? Know your facts about it. You know, be able to sit there. And if you see something and you know that it's wrong, say something about it.
Yeah, one thing I have to say is don't feed into your attacker. Do not talk to the people who come in and DM you, message you, and want to say vile things to you. Learn how to use the block button. I've learned how to use that quite a bit. Right. Say the least, you know, don't interact with them. It'll make your life, even though it's such kind of cheesy to say, it'll make your life a lot easier. And you don't have to worry and obsess over it.
Do that. Know your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, whenever something happens in life, Mike is usually one of my first people that I contact.
Yeah.
You know, Mike and I are virtually, you know, we hadn't met in person yet. True. Stay tuned. That'll come in the future soon. But me and Mike are virtually family. You know, we tell each other happy whatever holiday it is. We send each other gifts sometimes here and there. I mean, we talk on a regular basis because his wife says that him and I are date more than they do. So, you know,
I'm still waiting for my Christmas gift from 2020. Just saying.
Whatever. I'm still waiting for my Ogre Gundam. Okay.
I can't find one.
Okay. Well, guess we're at an impasse on that, aren't we? some other positives. I mean, stick with people that like the same stuff that you like. If somebody's social media doesn't seem shady, then they're probably a genuine good person. Look for groups. I would say don't invest in one person. Because you need to have kind of a group thing going on. That's what I really like about our Instagram stuff, is because there are 20 to 50 people that are in a group together. You know, if one thing happens, all of those people are virtually going to bring it up and they're going to cut people out of their group. They're going to do this. So it works like a family, so to speak, where they watch out what's going on, have somebody to talk to. Like I said earlier, you know, family, I would say have somebody that is actually a part of the community with you and have somebody that's outside. I said, Mike's one of the people that I talk to. I have my brother that I talk to, you know, about different things like that, because he's not even connected to it. There are tons of different things, and you have to also have your support system built up, not only for every other fucking thing in life, but for this. You know, this is another thing that you don't know how it's going to affect you, but there are so many statistics and things out there that the stress and everything affects you in a negative way.
Yeah.
So I guess more positives would just be, you know, like we've talked about, listen to this, let yourself, you know, be known. Let us know if you've had experiences or whatever. I mean, we might do a part two if we get enough things fed back to us about this. You know, we don't want to use names, but everybody has a story. And if it's a story that's worth telling, which almost everybody has one of those, I think it needs to be said. It needs to be let out, and people need to know about it.
Because there's no reason to cause drama, but you can talk about your experiences and what you've went through and how your experiences can help other people, you know?
Right, right.
In a positive light.
And I mean, and just like Mike said with that, and Mike admitted to you guys earlier about, you know, this is a topic that Mike is deathly afraid of, but Mike knows me. And Mike knows how I feel about everything. And the best way to do that is to talk about it. To talk about it, to put it out there, to give other people a basis, a weapon, or something to sit there and actually get to listen to and know your experiences and go from there. and just know a lot better way of how to defend yourself or help you out in a way, because you're not going to be the only person that goes through it.
But yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Hope you guys got something out of this.
As always, see you next Tuesday. Hey everyone, Jen here. Quick message for y'all. Now, I know that this episode was intense, and as Mike will tell you too, it has been a few weeks. No regrets, but we both wanted to add just a little more to this. You know, cyberbullying is kind of a vicious cycle, and it is kind of left up to everybody to make sure that they play nice, I guess, or to be vocal and let somebody know that they've hurt you or something like that, because whenever you turn around and try and attack somebody back or something like that, then it just puts you in the bully position as well. So there is stuff with this, you know, as we've said throughout the podcast and everything else, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, find somebody to talk to. I mean, most of the community that we know that we have right now are all very nice people that are not going to try and rip your face off or anything else like that. And everybody does have a story of things that have happened to them. In some way or another, or a disagreement, or something that they didn't like that another person said. Everybody has one of those. It's going to happen, but the big thing that I feel like really goes into it is the matter of respect. And kind of like what we said in some of our last podcasts that we've actually recorded, you know, I think that's why me and Mike have stayed together as friends so well, is because we do have that respect for each other. But that's also another thing that until we were put in those positions, before where we were attacked on things and did all this, I feel like we're never able to see it from the other side. And that's why me and Mike are both advocates to stop cyberbullying, to stop all this other stuff, because you actually never know how far somebody has buttons or whatever that can be pushed to do anything to take their lives or whatever. So there's just a lot of stuff that goes into it, and I feel like the bigger you get on social media and everything else, as well as like our popularity with our podcast and everything, that we have to keep our feet about us and everything in our heads to make sure that we don't put ourselves in a position where we want to turn around and can attack anybody. So I think that's one thing that me and Mike both share in common with this subject as well, is that since we've been in that position, we know how we want to keep our podcast away from that, and we don't want to actually bully anybody or anything else like that. And I think that us being put in that position before has really done that for us. So anyway, stay tuned. We will have stuff in the links down below for suicide prevention and cyberbullying and things like that when this episode actually airs. And stay tuned. Hold on just a second, because Mike has a message for you as well that he would like to share. But anyway, that's it for me. All right. Bye.
Hey guys, how's it going? Otaku Mike here. I just wanted to add something to the end of this podcast. I know this podcast was a little, intense at some points, and I kind of just wanted to decompress after talking about this particular subject, and I just want to add some things into it that I may or may not have talked about in the episode. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded this podcast, and I just wanted to say, you know, it's okay to talk about the things that happen to you on the internet that regarding like bullying and stuff like that. But make sure you do it in the proper way. Don't go attacking the person, in my opinion. Don't go attacking the person who is attacking you. It's okay to talk about it, but do it in a respectful way. If you go and attack the person who is attacking you, the cycle is honestly just going to repeat itself, and that is not good. One thing that's very hard to do, I will say this, is ignore all the stuff that is being said to you. I know it's very hard to do, but ignore it. Use the block button. Do not associate with those people. Also, find people to talk to, because I know being bullied over the internet can be a very isolating, feeling because you're all alone. So make sure to talk to people. Take breaks from social media. That's one thing that I do actually recommend, is to take breaks from social media. That does help. In the long run, that does help. You know, try to be positive, look positively, and do good things. You know, that's one thing that I do recommend. You know, try not to dwell on what has happened to you in the past. That's, you know, one thing you can do. Seek help if you need help from like a therapist. That's always a good thing. That's one thing that I've actually started to do, was see a therapist about what's happened in my life, you know, dealing with the internet and stuff like that. Because the internet can be a scary place. And, you know, it is what it is, really. And, you know, stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, you're not alone if you're facing this. And being bullied over the internet. If you're the bully on the internet, if you're on the other side of this equation, really think about what you're doing to people on the internet. That's one thing that I can say, because the internet, we do have this divide in between, you know, actual reality and the internet. And because a lot of people can't see you, or really know you over the internet, they can do whatever the fuck they want. And there's very much a disconnect when it comes to that, you know, words and stuff like that. You know, conversations may get translated in a completely different way and may offend somebody in a certain way, or vice versa. So really think about it, because there is that disconnect over the internet, because you don't technically know everybody on the internet. Some people could be putting up a facade and being fake and stuff like that, you know. So you never really know who is on the other side of the keyboard and why they're doing what they're doing. So yeah, if you need help, there are places out there that can help you. We'll leave some down in the description down below, some numbers you can call if you need help, if you have thoughts of suicide, depression, stuff like that. We will leave numbers down below for hotlines, people you can talk to. Reach out to some people who are good friends of yours and just talk to them. Find some people who can listen to you. I know you might seem alone in this, but you're not. It happens to people, men and women, every day. Doesn't matter if you're young or older, it happens. So yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know and, kind of get some more thoughts out there. I know this episode, for me personally, it was really intense. So just wanted to get that out there and say thank you for listening. If you need somebody to talk to, we are always here to talk to you. Message us and we'll be glad to talk to you if you're going through something like this and, some terrible thing on the internet, you know, stuff like that. Just let us know. Catch you guys later, and I hope you guys enjoyed the episode.